You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We've been talking to Jeff Zacharias, who is a professional psychotherapist.
Yep.
And has the New Hope Recovery Centers in Lincoln Square and Lincoln Park. And we're taking a little bit of a sidetrack for some lighter fare right now. And I'm welcoming into the studio friends of ours from the Lincoln Park Chamber of Commerce, Martin Sorge, who is the Director of Community Development. And what have you got going on this summer? I'm guessing some fun stuff.
Yeah, especially this week. This Thursday is our third annual Cravings on Clark restaurant crawl, which is a lot of fun. 20 different restaurants participating. Get a ticket and get a delicious bite at 20 different places on Clark Street and Diversity in Lincoln Park.
And I love that. I love that area almost as much as I love Lincoln Square. And I apologize for having said Lincoln Square earlier. Because I got my names all confused. So Clark and Diversity, and how many different vendors did you say are involved?
Yeah, we have about 20 different restaurants, a handful of retailers participating too this year.
And what can people expect when they go? A little bit of samples from each location?
Yeah, so you buy a ticket. Tickets are $30 if you buy them before Thursday. And you show up, you get a passport, which is kind of your ticket to the event. And then for each restaurant you visit, you can get a few different bites of the goodies that they have, everything from lobster, deviled eggs to fresh donuts.
And for folks who are coming in from other neighborhoods, what's the best way to get there? What is there a train line that's the best way?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of bus lines that run right down Clark Street, or you can take the red or brown line to Fullerton or Diversity and walk on over. Take a Divvy bike. There are a bunch of Divvy stations right there.
Take a
taxi, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I always say take transit, walk, bike. It's the easiest way to get over there.
I agree, because parking around there is dicey at the very least.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. It's exciting. It challenges your parallel parking skills.
Exactly.
Yeah, and your level of respect for humankind. When you see somebody sitting in their car, you're like, are you going now? Are you going? Mm-hmm. Are you going to pull out of the spot now? We have Patrick and Robert, who are with Compass, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
And tell us a little bit about your location.
We are located at 433 West Diversity on the south side of the street. We're right next to the Elks Memorial, the gigantic memorial.
Oh, yeah, like with a little park in front of it? And, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I'm familiar with the area.
A block from the Diversity driving range there. And we've been there since February of 2014. Mm-hmm. And so far, we're having a great time there. Great neighborhood, great guests, great clientele.
And can you guys tell me about the beers you've brought in tonight?
Well,
and this is Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
We brought in just a little bit of a sampling from our beer selection, which is pretty big. We've got 20 taps and about 180 bottles and cans in our coolers.
What?
Yeah. So we like beer and cider. So we have a big variety over there. We brought in a couple of beers from a couple of breweries that we really like. Mm-hmm. First with Anchor, Brewing Company out of San Francisco, oldest craft brewery in the country. And we brought a couple of new things from them. Their first fruit beers. We have their Meyer Lemon Lager and their Mango Wheat today. Both are fantastic for summer drinking, sitting on your porch and just having a bunch of them. So that, and then a couple of beers from a local brewery, Solemn Oath Brewing in Naperville.
Mm-hmm. Very local.
And they have they like to have fun with their names. So we have their easy drinking IPA called Snaggletooth Bandana.
Okay.
And also a Belgian blonde ale from them called Fun Sponge.
So, fantastic.
Also good for the summer. But yeah, so just something light and refreshing to get us through the segment tonight.
And when you guys started Compass over there in Lincoln Park, you said it was in 2014. What made you choose that location? Lincoln Park, obviously people are like, oh, this is, it's very trendy, or it's, a little bit of an upper middle class neighborhood, but it's not an easy place to sort of get your teeth into and stay, is it?
It's really not. However, I did come from a background of upscale dining, and mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of go more to the bar atmosphere, but I didn't want to do kind of a dive bar. I wanted to do something that was kind of a hybrid between the two.
Right.
And we have great clientele in that area that really kind of, it's exactly what we're set up for, is to take care of those types of guests. So
right.
Looked all over the city, and I think it was the 85th location we looked at.
85th?
Yeah, it was a long year.
Oh, man, that's a lot of getting in the car and parking someplace.
Yeah, a lot of parking tickets.
What were some of the runners-up, can I ask?
And we had a nice location we looked at on Milwaukee Avenue, about two blocks south of North Milwaukee and Damon, and okay. we had a deal put together there. Mm-hmm. Up in Lincoln Square, as you mentioned before, we had a nice spot right at like Montrose and Lincoln. I don't want to say the specific locations now. And every time we thought we had it put together, unfortunately, something would pop up and it would fall apart.
Well, and you have such a great spot because you come off of Lakeshore Drive, and it's got to be an easy place for people to find, too.
It is. It is. Most of our clientele is walk up being a neighborhood spot.
Sure.
But, there's plenty of parking with meters, and we're being a block or two off the park. There's a lot of parking on Stockton and Cannon Drive. So.
And that, by the way, the metered parking has changed so much with being able to have an app. I know that some people really hate it. I'm like, it honks at me. I'm like, okay, I'm staying for another hour. That's happening.
Absolutely.
Robert, where are you from originally?
I actually grew up on Damon and Diversey.
Really? Where'd you go to high school?
I went to St. Patrick High School.
Oh, St. Pat's guy. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. And how about you, Patrick?
I was born in South Holland on the south side and went to Marist High School as well.
There isn't any Indiana sort of Chicago antagonism there, is there?
No, not at all.
All right, then fine. And what is it like, though, when you're coming from that part of, from North Holland?
South Holland.
South Holland. What, is there a North Holland? There isn't, is there?
Yeah, somewhere I bet there is.
Yeah, I've always thought that. I'm like, North Holland didn't sound right to me. I'm going to say it anyway. But it's just South Holland, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's way far away from Holland. And,
it is indeed.
And south
of, but there's still
think,
a lot of Dutch.
I think they mean just south of Chicago is what I think they mean. What is that like coming from a neighborhood like that and then putting in a restaurant in Lincoln Park?
Well, my first job waiting table as many years ago was at an Outback in Calumet City. Right there.
A little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. So I learned.
I got your blooming onion right here.
Absolutely.
How often do you say that? I got your blooming onion right here.
In my head, I said it a lot.
A lot.
But of course, hospitality comes first. So.
Seriously, what are some of the stupidest things people said about blooming onions?
You know, they like to compare it with Chili's Awesome Blossom, and that was very frustrating as an Outback.
That is really annoying. I'm annoyed just thinking about it.
Your sauce
clearly beats the blossom. It's not even comparable. The spices, no.
It's funny,
it never
the
flowered
loyalty,
the kind
I still
of
have
way.
Them, 17 years later.
Great. So you were saying, you having worked at the Outback, prepared you for anything?
You know, it did. It actually certainly prepared me on how to interact with guests and people.
Patience.
This
goes to language, Jeff, by the way. I know this doesn't seem like it's a tie-in, but it goes into like what you keep in your head and the way you present yourself to the world. Everyone should imagine that they are in the service industry. You smile, you nod, you play, you have your judgments, and you get on with your life.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make that cross all kinds of things.
It's a true statement, though.
It is, though. Keep it in your head. Robert, were you a server for a long time? Bartending? What was your experience?
Yeah, I started as a bartender down in Champaign. I went to U of I and I bartended.
And exactly where did you bartend? I was ever doing upside down margarita at your bar. Go ahead.
I bartended at a bar called Guido's North and Main in downtown Champaign.
Okay.
Little sports bar / martini cocktail situation.
Sure.
Yeah. A lot of fun, a lot of college kids, but
how do college kids tip? I've never actually asked a Champagne bartender this.
You know, I don't remember exactly everybody, but I would say pretty average. You would say probably like 50. Go
not
for
well.
50.
No,
percent.
I would
not
say
well.
I would say, and let's just be honest, they're starting at 18, going to the bars, whatever. I'm sure that they're carding very hard at all the establishments.
Well, I had a little advantage because I was in downtown Champaign, so we had a lot more of the
townies.
The townies, yeah.
Yeah.
So
sounds so terrible. I
know,
don't know the way I said it, Martin. I'll be honest with you, that sounded terrible the way I said the townies.
You took it there.
I dated a townie. It's okay.
But yeah,
that sounds terrible. I dated a townie, so I'm allowed to say that. No. No, but that was
yeah. So
that makes sense. There's more families and other people.
Yeah,
down.
We had
professionals.
A little bit more professionals.
Grad students.
Yeah, slightly older crowd than the campus bar, the campus town bars.
Yeah.
But then I found my way after a few stops in Baltimore, and I worked for a restaurant group in Baltimore. And got a little bit of a background in wine and other beverage from the gentleman I worked for out there. And then I came back here to Chicago in 2010 and started working for the Boca Group and continued that. And Patrick and I, we met when I came back, and that's kind of how this all started.
Well, it sounds like you're having a good time. And you put together quite the selection of, I'm guessing, both food and beer.
Absolutely. Yeah. The beer is more him. I'll give him credit on that.
And what would you say the style of food is then, if you've talked about the beer and the atmosphere?
Well, we are a wood-fired pizza restaurant, so first and foremost, I'd say pizzas. In our bar itself, we have a beautiful brick oven. Originally, I had a concept for the beer We didn't know what we were going to do on food. And in walking that particular location when we selected it, we went from beer to beer and pizza overnight because, I mean, we had the equipment right there.
Sure. You may as well incorporate it all. We are talking to Patrick and Robert of Compass. And again, give us the location. I know that I have your card.
We're at 433 West Diversey.
Mm-hmm. And before I let you guys go, because I know we're going to rotate some folks in from Firecakes. And no, not from Fire. What else? Vanilla?
Just, there we have food from Firecakes.
Oh, so, and are you coming over to talk to me? No? All right, then we'll talk to more of our friends.
You're stuck with us.
No, it's not that. It's not stuck. I want to make sure I get all the pertinent information out there. And Martin as well, he's the director of development, the director of community development with the Lincoln Park Chamber of Commerce. And the third annual Cravings on Clark restaurant crawl is happening on June 16th, this Thursday from 6 to 9 o'clock. You can go from Clark Street to Armitage, Armitage to Diversey, and the south side of Diversey from Orchard to Lakeview. If you want to find out about the crawl stops, go to visitclarkstreet.com/cravings. Tickets are $30 in advance, $40 day of the event. Again, go to visitclarkstreet.com/cravings. And for any more information, if you want to call, you can call 773-880-5200. The passport pickups are at 2558 North Clark Street. More with our friends after this on 720 WGN. Hey, Sean, what do you want me to do here? You were yelling at me. Oh, get music. Music! Do I have a live read? I do. Students call him Fitz. Find out why Chicago's longest-serving teacher still fits in with the kids. Tonight's cover story on WGN-TV, News at 9. Oh, that was a lot of running right there. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We have with us Martin, who is the Director of Community Development, Martin Sorage. It's a lot going on tonight. How are you doing, sir?
Great.
Very good. And we have Jeff Zacharias, who is our friend tonight, guiding us through the sort of the emotional rockiness that we've all been experiencing for the last 48 hours. He is the director of New Hope?
Director and owner.
Director and owner of New Hope Recovery Centers in Lincoln Square and Lincoln Park. Go to jeffzacharias.com for more information, and his services are available to everyone. Have you filled up all your hours that you had offered online?
Yeah.
You have, yeah.
But
I can imagine. No, it doesn't mean you're turning anyone away. Right. You're there to listen and to be present for people. Go to new-hope-recovery.com.
Yeah.
We also have in studio with us Eric Howell, who's going to play music a little bit. Thank you for being patient, sir. I know it's a lot of chaos tonight.
I got pizza.
You got pizza. I know. I was like, let me get my friends in the studio. Brandon C. Price is in the studio. Say hi, Brandon.
Hello.
From all the way back there. How are you doing, Brandon? Yeah, just enjoy. And we've got beer. Did you not grab a beer as well? All right, then, sure. Our friends Patrick and Robert at Compass, they're also participating in the third annual Cravings on Clark restaurant crawl. And we've been enjoying some of the pizza, by the way. That was really good.
Great.
Tell me a little bit about the Snaggletooth bandana.
I'm going to turn it over to
Robert. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yes,
being our beverage director.
Yes.
This Snaggletooth bandana, it's Solemn Oats IPA. It's a pretty light, easy IPA. It sits around 6% alcohol, so you can have a few of them and be all right. And
yeah.
it's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill you. But it's something that they've had for a few years now, mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken. And the cans, though, are new to Solemn Oath. They just started canning, so this was a nice new addition to Compass. And
it's really good.
Yeah, and I really like cans. I prefer to have cans.
Why is that?
The cans are basically mini kegs. They protect the beer better than anything. You're looking, it's like you have your bottles and, you know, they're clear, green, and brown. They all block off like certain levels of light. The can's the only thing that blocks off all light, and light is incredibly damaging to beer.
Oh, look at that. So. Don't put any light on my beer, Martin. Do you enjoy beer, or is there something else you
like? Oh, I do.
Have you had some of the Snaggletooth bandana?
I have not yet.
Let's get him a Snaggletooth. A little bit of... Lisa's like, what? I didn't know. I didn't know Martin wanted
call
any.
Bartender.
Where's the bartender? Martin, tell us a little bit about some of the other places that have brought us. Do you know about Fire Cakes?
Oh, I do.
Tell me about Fire Cakes.
They might be my favorite donuts in the city. Fire Cakes brought us. We have an assortment of donuts from Fire Cakes. Their regular old vanilla glazed won the best donut at the 2015 Donut Fest in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
They use a lot of local ingredients. There's a rhubarb fritter in there, which is the seasonal
okay,
fritter.
Can we talk about rhubarb for a minute?
Yes, we
rhubarb can. Rhubarb seems to be the vegetable fruit of the year.
It's
it's hot.
It's hot. What's going on? I've liked rhubarb my entire life. My mother was a big rhubarb user. I don't know if that's really a way to put it. User. Sounds like she's like mainlining it or something. But am I the only one noticing rhubarb like popping up everywhere? Like, I'm like you just discovered it or something.
That's what happens in June. It pops up everywhere.
No, not every year. It does. Mostly in the South. I mean, Jeff from Kentucky, was rhubarb a big thing all growing the time. Up? Yeah.
Everywhere.
But now, doesn't it kind of feel like Chicago's going, oh, rhubarb? It feels like this year's kale or something, right? But it's in your pie. It's in your fritters. What's happening? So this is a new fritter that they have at Fryer Cakes.
It is. I think they just released it last week or this week.
And I just mocked it relentlessly. Mm-hmm. So, but it's fine. I think if I just keep saying rhubarb, anytime someone sees it, they're going to have it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the power of influence. What else is your favorite over at Fryer Cakes?
Oh, that's a hard one. There's a coconut cream donut, which is delicious. There's a peanut butter and jelly donut, you know, good for lunch.
And I know someone else has sent over the cookies, too.
Oh, yeah, those are macarons from Vanille Patisserie over there on Clark Street.
I'm letting you say those words because I would get them all wrong.
Yes, rhymes with knee, Vanille.
Vanille Patisserie?
Yes.
Oh, that was rough. For
you
me to
it.
Say, okay.
They're like little almond cookies with a filling. So we have they have a rainbow of flavors over there. And they'll be sampling those at Cravings on Clark this Thursday. They make a really great gift. Vinny has a location on Clark Street down by Clark and Dickens. They also have a location at the French Market. In addition to their macarons, which we brought, they have great brownies, croissants, everything.
It's such a great experience. And I am so jealous because I'm going to give away two tickets, and they're not for me. They're for our listeners. We have two tickets to give away for this Thursday's event, the third annual Cravings on Clark, their restaurant crawl. It's Lincoln Park Pubs, Patisseries.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I made that Spanish instead of French. Can you say it for me?
Patisserie. Trying my best.
No, that was better. That was better. Anybody else? Robert, give it a shot.
Patisserie.
You see, we both made it Spanish. I don't know what happened there.
Well,
it's not. He said it. I think the closer. Patrick.
I'm gonna pass.
Patisseries. Yeah, I can't say it. Cafes and businesses will offer special tastes and promotions this Thursday, the 16th, from 6 to 9 p.m. You can go to visitclarkstreet.com/cravings for all the participating vendors and restaurants and the cafes. I feel so bad. Whatever that was, I feel so bad. What was
it? Somebody
wanted a beer. That sounded like beer. That was not awesome.
That's okay. I will take the shaken cans of beer, whatever happened over there. It's absolutely fine. 312-981-7200 to win a pair of tickets to the event this Thursday for the third annual Cravings on Clark Crawl. We're going to give away those tickets to the fourth caller, 312-981-7200. Sean, I went easy on you. I could have made it the 106th caller, but I didn't do that. Do you see
I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, I took away 102 numbers to make it easy for you. The fourth caller will get a pair of tickets to the visitclarkstreet.com cravings/cravings. This is their big event. We're so happy to have you back again, by the way. How did last year's go? I didn't even see you afterwards.
It was great. It was great. We had tons of people. We have free pedicab rides, so a bunch of folks were hopping in the back of those, riding up and down Clark Street. It was a whole lot of fun.
And how far out do you start looking at the weather for this kind of an event?
Usually like about a week out. I know a couple days ago it was like thunderstorms, and then today it says like 78 and sunny. So
excellent. 70. So that's perfect weather for this event.
It is.
And did you participate last year, Patrick?
We did, actually. We've participated all 3 years, and it's a great event for the neighborhood. And
that's the cool thing, too, is that people who maybe haven't been there before, like, you know, maybe they have their regular spot. And do you feel like you've gotten folks that were there for the first or the second one and were like, oh, we loved it so much we kept coming back?
Absolutely. Yeah. Another great thing of it is just it gives somebody that might not have gone into your restaurant, you know, in that neighborhood ever, a chance to walk in and sample something and think, well, the next time I'm down there, we'll stop in for dinner. And it's just it's a nice way to reach out to potential guests that might not normally, you know, set foot in your restaurant.
Exactly. Now, Jeff, you have a center in Lincoln Square. Do you get a chance to eat out when you're in the neighborhood? In Lincoln Park?
We do eat out quite a bit, actually.
And have you been to the list? I'm going to make sure I get to
know where it is, actually. I used to work at the hospital right there, but...
At the, which...
I used to work at St. Joe's.
Oh, I was born at St. Joe's. Don't tell anybody. Wait a minute. It's like I have a microphone in front of me. Here's some of the restaurants that are participating. Aha Crepe, Basil Leaf Cafe, Compass Bar, Dunley's on Clark, Fire Cakes, Galway Arms, Gaslight, Ginya Ramen Bar, Casey Chocolatier, Orange Brunch. Are there some of the other places that I'm missing? Obviously, Compass. I don't have the rest.
Yeah, I think you have most of them.
I have most of them? Excellent. All right, then. I want to thank our friends for bringing us so many treats. And Sean, you are the best at that. It's very casual, like, you got a break. Can you say that on the air for me one time? Just on the air so people know what I hear.
You got a break.
See, doesn't it kind of tickle your ear a little bit when you hear it that way? You got a break. More after this on 720 WGN. Want to thank our guests from the Lincoln Park Cuisine, because you can sample, well, Lincoln Park Chamber of Commerce, Martin Sorage, who let us know about the great event they have coming up this Thursday, June 16th. Go to visitclarkstreet.com/cravings for all the participating restaurants and cafes and businesses. And we hope that you have a great time when you go there. It's going to be a lovely evening to just hang out in the neighborhood and find some new places to get a cocktail, maybe get something to eat.